Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Shime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Well, some of you out there took the hint, like our buddy Scotty over at New Balance. Subscribe, rate, and review, which he did. BetQL Boston Podcast coming to you every single day or thereabouts, the entire football season. Very easy to find on Apple Podcasts, on the Odyssey app, on Spotify. That's all we're going to ask you. Subscribe, rate, and review, especially since Chris Scheim handed out a winner on Thursday Night Football last night. Chris Scheim, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Not just a winner. I handed out three winners.
I don't recall those three.
That would be the Josh Allen over 277.5 pass yards,
yep.
Matt Stafford over a half an interception, and the Buffalo Bills minus 2.5.
Yeah, that's 3-0 daily. I'm gonna write this down right here for Chris Scheim, 3-0.
Well, no, I did get one wrong. I had the Cam Akers over reception yards. That did not cash.
Ooh,
so
who
I was
knew,
3-1.
Who knew Cam Akers and Allen Robinson weren't playing last night? If I know that. I have a different take on
the
game.
Yeah, you and I both.
Yeah, I don't want to overreact to what we saw. But yeah, I get the sense the Bills are going to be okay this year.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
They're just a wagon, and I was texting with you during the game, and the thing that stood out the most to me, and we'll get to football picks, and I got a baseball pick for tonight, don't worry, the Red Sox picks are not going away. The skill position players on both sides of the ball, from Kupp to Robinson to Higby to Diggs to McKenzie to Gabe Davis, like they play at a different level than the Patriots skill guys. And that was a big takeaway for me watching the game last night, is that the Patriots may win a bunch of games this year. They're not built like these teams are, and there's going to have to be a talent influx either by draft or free agency if they want to compete from a talent standpoint. By the way, that includes Mac Jones. I like Mac Jones, but Josh Allen was freaky, freaky good last night. I think Stafford is hurt, but just it's a different – I'll say different game, but it just looked like different players out there.
It really did. In my opinion, it looked like a different league. Like these teams are just a cut above what the Patriots are, talent wise, just top to bottom, and then the quarterback. I mean, Josh Allen is unbelievable. He's going to be so much fun to watch this year. Unfortunately for you Patriots fans, you have to face him twice this year, and just about every year. So this Bills team is going to be awesome. They are going to be good to watch every single week.
Yeah, they went from 7-1 to 3.5-1 in terms of odds. So a major overreaction, or 4.5-1, plus 700 to plus 450 to win the Super Bowl. I'm not surprised, but I mean, there's a lot of season left to play. But there, if you were worried about Brian Daboll, if you're worried about the hangover off the loss to Kansas City, Allen just showed up and went 10-for-10 to start the game. And the throw he made, I think it was Collinsworth at one point. He was right. He looked like Tom Brady. Like it looked that easy to him. I mean, he went against, he torched Scheim, Jalen Ramsey, who is cannot be considered the best cornerback in the NFL anymore. I don't know who
Jalen is. Jalen Ramsey and Trevon Diggs need to go away. Like they're like, oh, we're the best cornerbacks in football. No, you aren't. Stephon Diggs just ate your
torched.
Lunch, and Josh Allen embarrassed you last night. Jalen Ramsey's comments from 2018 surfaced, where he's like, I think Josh Allen is trash. What a bad pick by the Buffalo Bills. And
Yikes.
Since that comment, Josh Allen is 3-0 against him and has thrown for almost 800 yards in three games.
Yeah, I think I saw this morning PFF had their overnight rankings. Allen had a perfect quarterback rating going against Jalen Ramsey last night.
That was, I mean, it was just stupid. And one of the things you notice, or at least that I noticed in this game, is that especially in the first half, Josh Allen didn't attempt a pass over 20 yards downfield, which to me indicated that the Rams were like, okay, we're going to sit back in zone and you're going to have to chunk your way down the field and beat us. And you know what? That's exactly what Josh Allen did. At halftime, he was like 21 of 25. And two of his incompletions were interceptions, one of which was not his fault. That was all Isaiah McKenzie, just right off his chest and into the arms of the Rams defender. And then the other one was Jamison Crowder just sat in the zone instead of running through.
Yep.
And so Allen threw the ball, and by that time Troy Hill had cut up, picked it off. So Allen had one legitimate incompletion in the first half of football.
Pretty wild.
they were only 10-10, but it's because of turnovers that were out of his control. James Cook fumbles on his first carry in the NFL, and then those two interceptions. So you saw why Buffalo was clearly the better team in the second half, because they just took over.
Yeah, and I didn't build into my thought about the game last night. I leaned Bills, and I liked the over, and obviously it did not come home. I was 0-1 with the picks last night, and the Robinson props did not hit either. Stafford's dealing with something in his elbow. Like I don't know how bad it is, but I mean they made a big deal out of it. He didn't look great. He looked slow. But I mean the other part of it was the Bills' defense was just suffocating. I was trying to imagine Mac Jones trying to deal with that pressure, and that's a scary problem.
Seven sacks, no chance. The Patriots would get hammered. But I even said to you yesterday, I said, Adam Schefter tweeted out that Matt Stafford felt better today than he did or yesterday than he did this time last year, and I was like, well, I need to see that. Because this elbow surgery in the offseason, to me, is still a worry. And that's exactly why
you're right.
I was against the Rams last night, and I was so confident in it. And it was right, because Stafford did not look great last night. He was dropping that arm down. That's one of the reasons he had one of those interceptions. He had three of them in the game. And so I have just the Bills were just top to bottom the better team.
They sure were. If you were thinking the Bills might take a step back this year, at least for one night in prime time, they did not give you any sort of...
Oh, and by the way, before we continue, they started two rookies at cornerback. They don't even have Tre'Davious White on the field.
That's pretty wild. Cooper Kupp was magnificent. Stafford, he's addicted to throwing a Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he
addicted,
is.
Addicted to throwing to Cooper Kupp and Ben Skowronek, of all people. I can't imagine Allen Robinson thought he'd show up for one catch and 8 yards in that opener. You mentioned the Cam Akers stuff. I was not prepared for Cam Akers to take a backseat to Darrell Henderson.
You and me both, friend. I don't know what was going on there, but Henderson, I want to say he played like 82% of the snaps last night.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable to me, really.
Those are more fantasy and prop things to keep an eye on, but it was dominant. I mean, it was a dominant Bills win, and they are the deserving favorites to win the entire thing. Let's get to our weekend. We're going to make picks every week here, sort of like we do with the Winners Club here, Shime, with the idea of making you and I will do three picks each. There'll be three different picks. We can go heads up against each other, but we're going to make three different picks on the podcast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's in draft order. So I'm the oldest. I'm older than you. I'm not as talented as you. So I
age before
first
beauty.
This week. Absolutely. But we'll start with the Patriots game every single week. And then you can include the Patriots games as part of your picks. But you don't have to. And then, so whoever wins each week gets to go first the next week. Does that make
cool.
sense for you?
Yep, I love
Again,
it.
Our three picks sort of heads up throughout the course of the year. We'll keep track of it during the season. Let's start with Patriots and Dolphins. This is Friday morning at about 10:45. This game opened at about 2.5 in most places. It's 3.5 across the board right now. DraftKings, you can get it at Dolphins minus 3.5 points. The juice there is minus 105. You want to play the Patriots at plus 3.5, you got to pay a little bit more at minus 115. As far as the total goes, there's been some money on the total, Sean. This thing started at 44.5. I see it up to 45.5 in most places. As far as the game line goes in this game, 60% of the bets are on Dolphins minus the points and 70% of the money. On the total, 33% of the bets on the over, but almost 60% of the money. So there have been some big bets have come in on the over. Somebody likes the offense in this game. So the money in this game is coming in on the Dolphins and on the over, Shyam. I'll defer to you. Thoughts on Patriots and Dolphins Sunday, 1 o'clock, to cap off week where the Patriots are practicing apparently some high school field there in Miami with jet planes flying overhead, which seems to me not the best way to get ready for the Dolphins game. And by the way, they're bringing in Marcus Cannon to the practice squad. Another bad sign for your offensive line.
Yeah, not great for the Patriots. I'm on the Dolphins here, -3.5. I like the Dolphins in this game. Again, I'm not going to touch the. I'm not going to bet on the Patriots until I can see that their offense is at least semi competent. I think the defense has an opportunity to make some chaos tomorrow or Sunday against the Dolphins. But I just think the Dolphins are too good. That roster is just better, and from top to bottom, I think that roster is better. And I also like the under in this game. There's Jeremy Reiner, the weatherman for, I believe it's Channel 7, was on our show this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and said that there could be some rain rolling through Miami during the game. And so rain plus being in Miami and players being exhausted, to me, immediately indicates the under 46.5. I mean, the last two times they played in Miami, last year it was, 17-16. The year before with Cam Newton, it was, 24-9. So these games tend to be low scoring and in that weather. And so I'm going to – I think I like the under far more than I like the Dolphins, but I do like the Dolphins in this game.
I'm having a hard time finding a reason to bet the Patriots. And I got some picks here, and I got a bunch of dogs. I think the dogs are barking in week one. I think there's 10 big dogs across the league this weekend. Happens all the time in week one. Week one dogs are a good bet. I'll get to that in my picks coming up. I'm having a hard time finding a reason to sink my teeth into the +3.5. I'm just not – I'm not seeing it, Shyam. There's no – a simple question that's not really a betting question. What are you most confident in this Patriots team this week in week one?
Matt Judon. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my list. Okay. I'll say the front four.
I think they'll be able to confuse and get to Tua.
I'm not even convinced they can do that. I think Miami's done a really good job at upgrading this offensive line. I think they're better.
Armstead's there now, right? They got Armstead from the Saints.
Correct. And they believe in Austin Jackson. So I think this offense is just going to be better. I think it's going to be more efficient. I think they're going to be spread out a little bit more. I'm scared, and I think I'll probably look at props right before game time for this. But I have a feeling that Chase Edmonds might have a big game here. This feels like you want to pin your ears back and come at Tua? Well, we're just going to run it right at you instead. Kind of like what Belichick does to Aaron Donald. We're just going to run it right at you, and then when we do throw, it'll be short intermediate passes to Ty Hill and Jalen Waddle, who are going to be yak monsters. So, to me, I think Chase Edmonds could have a massive game this weekend.
Yeah, so I wish I had a real conviction play here, but I'm with you really on both. I guess the Dolphins and under game, and I wish there was – because contrarian to be going with the Patriots, taking the points on the road.
Yep.
But they played poorly in Miami. Their offensive line has not performed well. And there's just so many questions about the coaching staff. I don't need to rehash it here. You can turn on our station anytime between 6 a.m. and midnight and get the coaching conversation. But it has to factor in. And there are questions about Mike McDaniel. He might stink. He might really be bad. But the last time I saw him, he was running a really high-powered offense. The last time I saw Matt Patricia, he's getting run out of Detroit. So if you have confidence in the Patriots, there's probably some value in getting 3.5 points with this team and Belichick, but I can't do it. So my pick would be officially lean Patriots and lean on the under at 45.5, 46.5, wherever it is right now. And I'd have a hard time, unless there's some major injury for the Dolphins, and they seem pretty healthy going into this game, I'd be on the Dolphins in the week one.
Yep.
I wish I felt differently. So I'm not going to be one of my picks here, you and I are both on the same page for Pats and Dolphins. As far as the picks go, as I said, age before beauty, so I will go first. We'll make three picks each and make our case for it. I'm going to start with the Minnesota Vikings at home, speaking of home dogs, getting 1.5 against the Green Bay Packers.
Of course you are.
If you listen to the Winners Club podcast, you know I'm addicted to betting on the Vikings, with or without Mike Zimmer. But this is pretty simple. So the non-betting take is the dumb sports radio take is I get to go against the Packers in week one. No Davante Adams, who accounted for a massive share of the offense for this team and for Aaron Rodgers and his targets. Likely no Alan Lazard. And again, I'm not confirmed yet, but at 10:40-something here, Alan Lazard unlikely to play. And so a receiving core of your boy Dubs, or is it it's Dubs, right?
Yeah, and Romeo Dubs.
Romeo Dubs, Sammy Watkins, and Randall Cobb. Against a good, it's already a good Vikings defense. New coaching staff there. So that's just like the non-betting side. The betting side is I want divisional dogs in week one of the NFL season. So courtesy of our friends of the Action Network, since 2014, Shime, divisional home dogs week one, 29-9 against the spread.
Wow, that's actually really good.
70-something percent of the time. And I get it. And I understand why it happens. We get all caught. But this, I want to bet against Green Bay anyway. I want to bet against them in the NFC, and I certainly want to bet against them in week one. Aaron Rodgers, 6-8 against the spread lifetime against Minnesota. And so I wanted to fade the pack early. Lazard's not going to play. Vikings got a new offensive line coach. They have a new defensive coordinator who's pretty good in his own right. Give me the Vikings plus 1.5 at home against Green Bay. Home dogs are barking. Week one, that's my first pick here in the Mutton Shine back and forth.
Okay. I like it. I don't love it. If I'm betting this game, I'm actually leaning towards the under of 47 in this game just because I think Green Bay is going to be slow and methodical with how they play offense here just because, like you said, the receivers aren't great. But I need to see both Minnesota's offense and the Green Bay offense before I can convince myself to bet on either of these teams or against either of these teams. So, I mean, you are in on Vikings and home dogs, which I respect. And I will give that to you. So, good for you. My first pick here is a game we just mentioned. I'm going under 46.5 New England and Miami. I love this play. I don't think this score gets very high. Even if Miami's offense is awesome, I am confident enough to say that New England's offense is not. And so even if it looks like it did last night, it's going to go under this. The Dolphins can score 31, and if the Patriots only score 10, I still hit the under. So I am firmly on the under in this game of 46.5 Patriots-Dolphins.
All right, you made your case there. Speaking of home dogs, home dog number two for me. Give me the Falcons plus 5.5 at home against the New Orleans Saints. And this one is very, very basic. I will get right to the point. You get a chance to bet against Jameis Winston as a road favorite. Okay, I understand it. They like Jameis. He has fun workout videos. Pardon my take, includes him in Jameis Winston, Arizona, in the recaps every Monday. He's a character. He's also not that good. Okay, I don't care he had LASIK. I don't care he's there all offseason. He is a favorite in his career. Is 8-17-1. And I get a home dog against a bad favorite. And by the way, a team that is going from Sean Payton Shime to Dennis Allen. Like, is Dennis Allen a good coach? I don't know. Should he be a 5.5-point favorite?
Probably not.
In week one on the road? My answer is no. And so I think the Saints defense is very, very good. I've taken them a bunch in different fantasy leagues. I think they'll be a top 10 defense this year. They'll probably get after Marcus Mariota. But I get a chance to bet against Jameis as a Jameis Winston is a 5.5-point favorite in the division. Again, divisional dogs, 29-9 week one. It's not a sexy pick, but give me Falcons home dog, plus 5.5.
Okay, I'm into it. You've sold me on it. I was probably going to stay away from this game. I kind of like the Saints this year, but you've sold me on the play.
Guess who else gave that pick?
Who?
Bomber Brad Bryant, Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook, on the Mud at Night show last night.
Boom.
He made one pick last week for us. He gave us Old Dominion in college football against Virginia Tech.
And they won.
Were a home dog. They won and covered. He gave us last night Falcons plus the points and Liberty football on Saturday night.
Woo.
Plus the points. So I'm tailing my guy, Bomber Brad, here a little bit, but in digging into it this morning, Jameis. What if Michael Thomas isn't good? Well, Chris Olave's not good.
Yep, you're right.
Too much value. 5.5, Falcons, book it, home dog. That's my second pick. Go ahead, Chris Sean.
So I know you're big on home dogs. I get that. Especially divisional home dogs.
Don't do it.
I'm going to go against that in this pick. I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts laying 7 at the Houston Texans. And there's a couple reasons why. Right now, 81% of the money is on the Houston Texans, even though 57% of the bets are on the Indianapolis Colts, per the Action Network.
Wow.
Do you know what happened last year, the two times that Indianapolis played Houston? Indianapolis won 31-3. Jonathan Taylor had 14 carries for 145 yards and two touchdowns. And then they won 31-0, and Jonathan Taylor had 32 carries for 143 yards and two touchdowns. So in two games against the Houston Texans, Jonathan Taylor averaged, not combined, averaged 144 yards and two touchdowns against the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans in the offseason did not improve very much, and now Lovie Smith is their head coach, who I do not have confidence will be able to stop Jonathan Taylor. Oh, and by the way, the Colts now have Matt Ryan at quarterback and not Carson Wentz, who they were trying desperately to just not turn the football over. So this team is better in Indianapolis, and they are going to come in and stomp the Houston Texans. So give me the Indianapolis Colts laying 7 points.
I'd be leaning Houston, of course, because they're a home dog. But I get what you're saying. I totally understand it from a just a talent perspective. They lay over the Texans. I didn't think Davis Mills was terrible last year. The rookie running back there is getting a lot of buzz there in Houston. I think
Damian Pierce is
he's a good, obviously going to be somebody a lot of people play in DFS this week in fantasy.
Yep.
I think Brandon Cooks is an underrated wide receiver going back to his days here. I would not want to lay 7, but it's a fine pick, Shime, as we like to say.
Okay, thank you.
I'd be against you, but
that's fine.
It's a fine pick. I could go a lot of ways with pick number 3. I could have made a lot of picks in week 1. A little public service announcement. Week 1, Shime, like to do this here on the show. Relax week 1. Take a breath. Okay, there's a natural pull to probably bet more than you should in week 1. We know right now, Shime.
There's always that pull.
We know less than we're going to know about these teams the entire year. So you can take advantage of it if you like. I for sure will not be playing. This will not be my most bet week of the year. I think there's too many unknowns out there, and I have a lot of bets I can make here, but I want to bet on something I think I know, and that is on offense. I want to bet a total here, Shime. I want to bet the over on Raiders and Chargers. 52.5. Money is coming on the over. 78% of the bets are on the over. Not a huge surprise here. Just 22% on the under. I like the idea, and by the way, sharp money has come in on this over, which makes sense, right? McDaniels for Gruden, and that the other guy who was coaching once Gruden got jettisoned last year.
A Rich Bisaccia.
Exactly. Whatever he is. McDaniels perennially here in New England, one of the fastest teams in the NFL. When he had Brady, even with Cam Newton and Mac Jones, they played very fast, right? And last year, the Vegas Raiders were not a real super fast team. The Chargers, we don't expect them to have J.C. Jackson this weekend, so they're down potentially one of their best cornerbacks. We know the Chargers want to play fast. They had the fifth highest passing rate in neutral situations last year. And, oh, by the way, what team do you think played in the games that had the highest totals last year, Chris Shime?
The Los Angeles Chargers.
They were the number one total team. Their games on the year averaged 54.9 points per game. They were number one in the NFL. So I get two offensive-minded teams, two teams that don't want to punt, two teams don't want to run. They want to throw. McDaniels taking that carryover from the preseason into the regular season. I want the over. Raiders, Chargers, 52.5, and I know it's a square bet. I know I lost the over on Thursday night, but I got to stick with what I think I know. I think these two teams are good offensively. I want the over Raiders, Chargers, 52.5 points.
Yeah, I'm not gonna push you off that bet. I want to root for that. I want points in that game. I want to see a fun, explosive game. So I'm here for it. I don't think I'll necessarily touch the total in that game just because it is a divisional game in week one. That scares me a little bit when it comes to totals. So I will probably stay away, but I am rooting for your over there because it may be a square bet, but it's also the fun bet. So that, I'm into it. My final pick for you here, I am going to take a dog. You talked about dogs are barking. It's not a home dog. It's a road dog. But
well, I thought
a dog
you only
regardless.
Bet favorites. I thought you were a favorites guy. Huh?
No, I'm not. And the first dog I'm going to take, this may come as a surprise to you, Michael Mantansky.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 2.5 points at the Washington Commanders.
I think the
Commanders effing stink. They didn't want to start Antonio Gibson at running back. They wanted to start Brian Robinson. Unfortunately, he dealt with a crazy, crazy situation. situation and getting shot in a carjacking, which is just super unfortunate. I'm glad he's going to be okay, and he's going to heal. But they didn't want Antonio Gibson is the point. Antonio Gibson did not look good in the reps he did get in the preseason, and now their quarterback is Carson Wentz. I think this Jacksonville Jaguars team is poised to have a bit of a bounce back. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to be better, especially with Doug Peterson. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be really good this year. People are going to see why he was the number one overall pick and be like, oh, so last year was all Urban Meyer. And I think it starts here in Washington. So give me the Jaguars +2.5 at the Commanders.
I like that pick. It's probably something if I make some ridiculous, like, you know, $5 pizza money, like 10-game parlays, trying to turn into $1 billion, I would probably include for all the reasons you just said. And I think, you know, specifically the Trevor Lawrence stuff is really, really good.
Yeah.
So my three picks to recap: Minnesota Vikings +1.5 against the Packers, Falcons +5.5 against the Saints. Give me the over 52.5 Vegas and the Raiders. Vegas and the Chargers, sir.
And I have the under 46.5 in New England, Miami, the Colts laying 7 at the Houston Texans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars getting 2.5 points at the Washington Commanders.
So I think what we should do, Shime, since we're going to have a how do we want to do this weekend? What is your think? We can do a quick, you know, couple minutes here on what you think this should look like this weekend.
Well, I think tomorrow we should definitely do a pod. We can talk the Red Sox, and then we could talk maybe some props.
That's what I have. Prop Saturday.
Yep, Prop Saturday sounds like a lot of fun.
But I have a prop I want to give people right now because I'm not sure how long it's going to be out there.
Oh, okay. So I think Prop Saturday sounds like a lot of fun. And then Sunday, I figure we can either do a kind of a live show where we can stream it to Twitter or Twitch or whatever, and just do a quick run through of the NFL games and kind of what we like, our leans and stuff like that, and kind of readdress our major picks for the day. Or we just are happy with Friday, Saturday, and because games start early in the day on Sunday, we just kind of just let people enjoy NFL Sunday. So
I'm leaning that way.
Yeah.
I'm leaning that way because there are a lot sharper people that are going to have, I'm not saying better information, but are going to be better equipped to cover all the news at 11:30 when the inactive's coming out than we're going to be.
Yep.
If there are, like, I guess there's probably some Sunday, if there's a big Patriots inactive, we can hop on and do something live. But I think it should be Friday football picks. It should be Saturday, Prop Saturdays, props and pick Saturdays, and then I think we're silent on Sundays.
Yeah, I think that works.
Because but the
content's the Lord's not, Day. Everybody enjoy football.
It's not going to change. Like I don't think we're going to change anything on Sundays.
No.
So I think for this first weekend, we'll do that. Now, I have a request for next week before I give you a prop pick and a Red Sox pick for tonight. I think the Friday show we should do from your command center on StreamYard, and we should put the Friday show with our picks up on YouTube.
Oh, I'm into it.
I would like to do the Friday show with add some video to it. We've been lacking on the video side of it. If you think it's doable, I think you and I should tape Fridays at noon because then it gives a couple more hours of news and information, and we do our Friday show, 25 minutes, whatever it is, do our picks back and forth on video, put it out on YouTube for the people. What do you think about that?
I love it. I'm into it. Okay. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so we'll try to aim for that for week two of the season. Now, a prop pick and then a Red Sox pick for tonight. So this is courtesy of You Better You Bet. I was listening to the guys yesterday afternoon, and they had Connor Allen on as one of their guests from four for four football. And the three of them, I forget the draft, not just DraftKings, but everybody does this week one. There are too many prop bets out there because what the books are trying to do is use the prop bets to get you to come in. And if you bet the props there, then you'll bet sides and totals there too. So for week one, the Miami Dolphins and the Patriots are playing. This ties to the Pats-Dolphins game. They actively tried to trade Mike Gesicki in the offseason, right? They didn't want Mike Gesicki anymore. They have basically – I don't know if he's number two. I should pull it up officially so I can get this correctly. But without saying as much, he's not their top – tight end anymore. Okay, Miami Dolphins depth chart. Let me just confirm this. I don't even care what they say. But basically what they've done is they've decided that Durham Smythe, okay, is a better fit for what they want to do. Okay?
Okay.
Gesicki didn't play in the preseason, really. Didn't get targets from Tua. The target share is now going to go through, as you said, Chase Edmonds out of the backfield, Mostert out of the backfield, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Cedric Wilson, a million mouths to feed. DraftKings is still posting Mike Gesicki like he is last year's Mike Gesicki. And right now you can bet his over-under on yards at 32.5 yards receiving. I think it is almost impossible he's going to have more than 32.5 yards receiving, considering they try to trade him, he's fallen out of favor, and they have like six other guys in front of him in the pecking chart. Now, I don't know how long this is going to be up there, but as of this morning, it's still there. My favorite prop this weekend, again, full credit to You Better You Bet and Connor Allen for putting me on this, because I have other prop bets we'll give out tomorrow morning. I love the under on Gesicki receiving yards.
Yeah, I'm so with you.
I'm driving to New Hampshire specifically to play that. And I'm not saying I'm going to max out my account, but my biggest prop bet this weekend is going to be against Mike Gesicki, 32.5 receiving yards.
Well, and after last night, I'm like $250 richer, so I am.
Whoa!
Going to be playing.
Let's not brag about bankrolls. Whoa! It's week. It was game one. That are doing the Gabe Davis victory lap today or the Daryl Henderson victory. It's been a week.
It's been a game. It hasn't even been a week.
It's been a game.
I'm just happy I had a good game, and now I have a little bit more to spend on props this weekend.
So I don't know how long it's going to be out there. I suspect if some of the websites start to sniff this out, they may just take it off the board or the number may come down. But at 32.5, I love the under on Mike Gesicki receiving yards. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
More props tomorrow on your props and picks Saturday morning on BetQL Boston. As far as the Red Sox go tonight, they're still playing games. I'll still give out a pick every night because I get to prep work for the pregame show. Red Sox and Orioles, they are playing out the string. There's an article today up on WEEI.com about the future of J.D. Martinez from Rob Bradford. Urge people to check that out. This will be a 7:05 first pitch there in Charm City. Updated odds are the Red Sox plus 1.5 runs are minus 195. The over-under is 8.5, and the Red Sox money line is plus 105. Brian Bello against Austin Voth. Did you look at this at all, Chris Schein?
Nope.
Are you completely in football?
I am completely in football mode at the moment. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be on Austin Voth strikeouts tonight. Voth strikeouts 3.5. I want to punch the over 3.5 strikeouts at minus 115.
Okay.
He's hit this number, I think, four of his last six starts. The Red Sox offense is in, you know, sort of swing for the fences mode. I like these September games where guys are, you're going against teams that aren't very good and they're trying to get some stats at the end of the year. Give me over 3.5 strikeouts for Austin Voth, and you'll hear that again tonight on the pregame show. And if you want one bonus baseball pick, Lucas Giolito is going against the A's tonight. His prop is 5.5 strikeouts at even money. I want the over on Lucas Giolito's strikeouts.
Hell yeah, there you go.
5.5. So I'm firing off baseball props. Anything else for people on this Football Friday, Krishan?
No, that kind of sums it up for me, Mud. I'm happy. I'm ready to bet some football, man. This is going to be awesome. I'm excited.
Subscribe, rate, and review. We ask you that every single podcast. All we ask you to do, if Chris Schein put some money in your pocket last night, subscribe, rate, and review. And I'd be curious, I'll tweet this out from the account, your favorite bets this weekend. Favorite bets, favorite props, favorite fades. BetQL Boston on Twitter, BetQL Boston on Twitter. One other programming note, I'm going to be, at least to start the year, For now, I'm going to be the football betting expert on Maloney 48 Mego every Friday at 5:30.
Oh, heck
so
yeah.
So I'll be joining that show every Friday at 5:30 to make picks. So if you listen to this before that, you're going to definitely hear a couple of picks ahead of time, but I'll be on with those guys. We're going to do a survivor pool every week. So I look forward to going. I don't know if Mego knows what betting means, though.
Well, I guess you're going to find out.
I guess we'll find out today at 5:30. He's way more into dogs than betting on sports, I think.
Definitely more into dogs than sports.
All right. I have to admit, I am a little bit overwhelmed right now at the amount of football action that's in front of me. It's a sensory overload, Sean.
It's a sensory
overload.
My buddies and I have this annual thing where every week during the football season, we just all pick a game and we put in a group parlay, a little pizza money. It's like 10 bucks a pop, so, it, you know, 10 to win whatever, and it's 5 or 6 legs, and we just try and hit a parlay.
Nice.
And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited to place my own bets. I am bathing in all of this football action, and I am loving it. I'm trying not to get let myself get out of hand.
You can't go crazy. Well, you can now. You're up 250.
No. You still can't go crazy, Mutt. Because
you sound like you're a little bit crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm going to bet what I scheduled to bet, a plus a little extra because I won a lot last night, which is nice. But I'm not going to go overboard. We're gonna keep things in tow here and make sure that we can have a good. The key here is to maintain your bankroll and allow yourself to consistently bet throughout the season, and that's my plan.
You're looking to have a good season, not a good night.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Bingo.
Well, you're well on your way, Chris Scheim.
Thank you.
BetQL Boston on Twitter. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and find us on the Odyssey app. I just did it the other day. You search BetQL Boston on the Odyssey app, and guess what? Boom, you're right there. And the episodes are right there. I'm going to get back to work. I have more work to do because there's a lot of games this weekend, a lot of props, and a lot of DFS lineups that need to be built. So,
hell yeah.
Scheim, we'll talk at some point tomorrow morning, buddy. Happy Football Friday, pal.
Happy Football Friday, Matt. I'll talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.